Today on Media Layer Sandwich, we talk about
bad shows, some good shows, and bad theme songs.
Hey, that just reminds me, why don't we come up with a theme song for Pod Bros?
Because it's Pod Bros, Pod Bros Podcast. I'm a T-Rex.
Doo-wop.
Welcome to Media Layer Sandwich. We had a couple weeks off, and we're feeling pretty rested, pretty happy. The monster is out of its cave.
Yay, crazymark.com is here.
And we have, it's all about who?
Apparently.
It's all about it's all what? About... It's all about Chicka Chicka.
It's all about William.com.
Today we're talking about, well, we're mostly just talking about random things like bad shows, bad openings.
Oh, yes. God.
Crazy Mark, what was your favorite opening again? Your favorite theme song?
Oh, man. I had to get through the opening song for ALF. If anyone remembers that, it was the worst opening for any TV show, and then the rest of the show is great because you have ALF like the puppet alien from outer space.
See, I was a little kid when ALF was on.
Yeah.
And so I enjoyed it because it was a crazy nose thing. Reminded me of Gonzo, except for it was a paler color. I don't really remember the theme song. I just remember that shot where he knocks the camera over and they show the guy in the costume running away.
Yeah.
And I would always wonder, how is that done? Why don't they show him run more? Wow, he runs weird.
Yeah, not one, but two puppets.
Well, that one was a guy in the costume.
Well, of course.
There's a guy in the costume as well.
Yes, another kind of puppet as well. Yes, full body suit.
William, what are your thoughts on ALF?
Oh, I like the show. Not so much the theme song.
I mean, it should be like, ALF is cool, ALF is from outer space, da-da-da-da-da-da,
you know. The later episodes, they did some really cool stuff. You know, when they move him into the attic, when he's actually living in the house and not in the garage. You know, I remember an episode where they were singing, "Help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda." You know, they actually did stuff like that. I enjoyed that stuff. And I also enjoyed the cartoon show. I enjoyed the cartoon show, ALF.
The cartoon.
It's like they just couldn't give up on ALF. I mean, I know the sitcom ran into some controversy over one of its actors. I'm not going to really go into that. It's just say, if that same controversy happened today on a sitcom, it would probably hurt them just as much as it did then, but they tried to keep ALF alive. They did made-for-TV movies. They did guest spots. I think he guest-hosted for Johnny Carson once or twice.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep hearing they want to still try to bring ALF back. I think Nick at Night had ALF host something like 10 years ago.
Yeah. To Hollywood conspiracy.
They might have forgot about the theme song, you know.
You don't want to hear it, trust me. And another thing you don't want to hear is the fact that they're maybe not going to have a Sheldon Cooper show coming up. I don't know. I saw the previews. What'd you
think? Yeah, I saw the previews. I
liked it better when it was called Smart Guy and it was made like 20 years ago. Star Tia and Tamara's little brother. Another old 90s show, Sister, which was a great theme song, by the way. Sister, took place in Detroit. Their little brother, real life little brother, was also an actor, and he had his own show where he was a genius. I think the sisters were like his cousins that would come in every once in a while. But yeah, that was a funny show. He was a little sweetheart and he was coming to grips with being a little kid genius. However, the Sheldon Cooper, once they actually, for the first minute and a half, they don't actually show the actors of the new show. They just show Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory.
And he's talking about his, you know, childhood.
That kid does not come off as a likable character.
I don't think they're really aiming to. They just want to capitalize on what Sheldon Cooper originally was when Big Bang Theory came out.
He's the worst character in the show.
He's also the most popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is the most popular.
I thought Penny was.
Well, Penny's also the most popular, too. but for different reasons.
I thought Blossom was more popular than Sheldon.
Maybe Steve Urkel.
And yes, I still call her Blossom. The girl, the Maya, who plays the girlfriend of Sheldon Cooper, used to play this character called Blossom in the Maya show Bialik. Blossom. Yes, Maya Bialik. I butchered that.
It's a very hard to pronounce name.
I love her interviews right now. I love watching her being interviewed. She is such a great person. She's another actress, you know, child actress that went to college and then went back to acting because she could. I think she said she needed the money. Her insurance was running out or something. She was teaching at a college.
Yeah. And she was teaching neurobiology, which is what she is in the show.
Yeah, she has a doctorate.
Yep.
She's the only real doctor on the show. Amazing enough, another childhood actress that is doing amazing sort of scientific things, Wendy Cooper. Ask me her real name.
Okay.
From Wonder Years.
Not familiar that much.
Wonder that. Years?
Familiar, kind of, but I never watched that show.
Okay.
It just wasn't up my alley.
Their theme song was awesome. It was Joe Cocker singing.
Wait a minute, Wonder Years. Wait a minute, are you talking
lend
about...
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. Not to sing out of game.
But anyway, Wonder Years, that one where the look... Oh, they're always making
Fred jokes. Savage.
They're always making jokes about Fred Savage. He was in Austin Powers. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Fred Savage, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey, yeah. She played the pseudo-girlfriend in that show.
Okay, I remember those shows.
And then she came back in Big Bang, several episodes in Big Bang Theory, and still she looked amazing. And you look her up, where has she been? She's been writing books about math. Yeah. To be meant read by girls, like
math.
You know, another brilliant person, just another brilliant, awesome actress that is doing stuff and then went back to acting.
Okay, but what's another TV show that we hate out there? What's one that you see it and then gotta turn channel?
Oh,
they're over here going, oh. One, two, three. I'll tell you, The Incredible Hulk. I'm sorry, but the TV show with Lou Ferrigno that totally slaughtered the comic book version. Totally slaughtered it.
I think I started with the show before I got to the comic book, so...
Oh, no, I started with the comic book.
What's wrong with David Banner?
Sorry, but he was born of a new... The Hulk was from the nuclear blast, like the gamma bomb, not some, like, shoot up in a lab experiment. What's wrong? And he was able to fight his way out of a paper bag at least, you know? Here's a character that could leap from state to state in a single bound, you know? Not like, oh, I'm having trouble stopping a truck.
For those of you that are arguing like, dude, it was a great show. Okay, now pull up pictures of the mighty Thor from Hulk.
Oh, my God, that was even worse.
Yes, that was made after the main show was over and trying to bring the Hulk to come back, but your argument is invalid. Skinny Thor renders your argument invalid. I mean, I was going to argue. I was going to like, hey, there's some really good points of that show. And then I remembered Skinny Thor.
How about the Iron Man? The Iron Man from that show. Oh.
He
looked like a hot water heater.
I've taken that out of my memory.
Hollywood was horrible at that time. I'm sorry.
I did like the old Spider-Man, though. It was the old 60s or 70s live-action Spider-Man show.
That had its charm,
He was just at a con not too long ago. He was at one of the Great Lakes Comic Cons, right?
I don't know.
I want to say he was.
Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you like to sit around and watch Men in Black run around all the time, that's your cup of tea. But I like the grandiose kind of stuff.
But they're not Men in Black anymore. They only did that for half a season.
Hi, we're Criminal Minds, only we're Marvel S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, you know? I liked that show. See, I mean, I don't like the current season or like the just past season. I felt like they jumped the shark every half a season they go even deeper than what they need to because it's not the same show. They change the entire format of the show a lot.
See, I used to not like Criminal Minds, and then I sat down and I gave it a chance, And there's nothing like watching like Jason Voorhees in real life and like all these serial killers doing their thing. I mean, it's like if you like horror in real life, Criminal Minds is where it's at.
But I've never seen Criminal Minds.
If you want to check out, like, it's like if you can't get enough horror or real life horror, Criminal Minds, because they delve into like the Ted Bundy and John Wayne Gacy, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers kind of stuff.
Bad show that I saw growing up, again on Sci-Fi Channel, that I sort of liked, the TV show version of Freddy Krueger. Nothing to do with the actual movies, other than Freddy would introduce the story for that episode.
I saw that too, and I was like, eh.
I'm still very curious why at least half the episodes take place in the same apartment with a random bathtub in the living room. Like, seriously, like, they couldn't afford another set. Everything happens in this apartment with a bathtub on the living room floor.
Viva la thrift shop prop.
It just, and it doesn't move. It doesn't move. It stays right there. And, like, here's a whole new story for you. And it's the same apartment.
I kind of figured it out.
The same bathtub.
Toad and I figured it out. If it can't animate like a Pee Wee Herman house prop, then forget it, right? Come on, William. What about you? What have you seen on TV that you're like, changing the channel, click?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to remember the names of any of them that I changed the channel on.
It's not good enough to even think about. Not even to worry about.
I know there's a ton of shows that I could probably describe one or two, but...
Any cartoon show by the guy that did Ren and Stimpy that is not Ren and Stimpy... Even though now I'd change the channel, Ren and Stimpy as well. Every time he comes up with a pilot or another show, people are like, "Oh yeah, you gotta watch the same guy that did Ren and Stimpy." Yeah, and the same humor, and it wasn't funny then. No. It's not funny now. Ren and Stimpy was funny for like 3 or 4 episodes because you've never seen that stuff, and I was way too young to understand. And then it hit a point where it goes. This is weird. Why are they making the characters even more ugly?
I mean, it's like the only episode. And they had an entire
series where it was like, how ugly can we make our characters while flexing?
Yeah, it's like the only thing I remember is log, 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 and the toothpaste.
Big, it's heavy, it's wood.
That's it. That's Ren and Stimpy. And
no, that's the best of Ren and Stimpy. The worst is bad. You want to talk about theme show songs, the best songs Disney had them. DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, When You're in Trouble Call DW, Goof Troop. I didn't even care for the show Goof Troop, but I loved the song. Tailspin. All those songs were fantastic.
Oh man.
And you were probably like in high school when all this was out.
No, I saw some of it, and I was like, I'm not really a big Disney fan, you know. So Darkwing Ducks and all that other stuff. When I was more into like
Gargoyles, you didn't like Gargoyles.
You know, it's more like the monstrous like horror kind of things that I would have been into,
like,
you know?
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles was sweet.
I gotta check it out sometime.
It was good. It was very
like the real
good.
Like gore explosion. You know, cartoon.
It wasn't gore. It wasn't gore explosion, but it was a dark Disney cartoon.
Yeah,
though.
Very dark.
Dark Disney.
Ooh, yeah, yes. Like everything took place at night. Of course, it was dark.
Yeah. Their gargoyles were stoned during the day, so they couldn't do anything during the day.
It was good, though. I mean, it was... I
have to make a mental note of that right
like,
there,
I didn't realize it was Disney until, like, later on. It was on Disney Channel, but never clicked that it was Disney, because it doesn't feel like a Disney, you know. However, all the voices were from Star Trek The Next Generation. Yes. So that was, like, another show, because there was multiple shows and movies that had, like, every voice... from Star Trek The Next Generation.
They were on. Star Trek The Next Generation got around. Those actors got around in the cartoons. They were just You heard at least one of them in every cartoon at one point, I swear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and good old Jean-Luc Picard is still out there.
Oh, he whatever. Is sweet. Yeah. Patrick Stewart is like the best.
Which I, you know, it was years and years where I would tell people I think Patrick Stewart's still a fantastic actor. And people would just look at me and go, who? And now they actually know. When he became Professor X.
Yeah.
And really, later than that, when he started doing the Strongbow commercials and when they were doing more of the sequels of X-Men, when people started finally realizing, oh, so that's Patrick Stewart. I mean, just a phenomenal actor.
I also love the fact that he doesn't take himself so seriously. It makes fun of himself.
Yeah, and plays poop emoji in the emoji movie.
Yes.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I'm trying to think of any other TV shows that I'd turn away from. I gotta like go back in time.
I'll tell you what I used to turn away from, and it is now my favorite TV show, and I would say it's the best sitcom of all time.
And what's that?
MASH. I did not like it as a child. Love it now.
Well, it's a bit of an adult for a child.
Right. Yeah. My brother used to watch all the time when I was a kid. And so I'd hear that theme song and I'll just get up and walk away. And now I watch and my brother's like, I don't really care for that show. Like, we switched.
Yes.
Yes, but I guess Columbo on my side, some people be like, I'm going to watch Columbo. And I go, what? See you later.
Never seen Columbo.
Don't worry, you're not missing anything.
You're not. Three Stooges. Everyone loved Three Stooges. Yeah. I still don't understand Three Stooges. You never cared for it.
Slapstick, man. It's classic.
I liked the cartoon version of Three Stooges. The live action. I have a video game of the Three Stooges. I never cared for the show. I didn't. I don't find any.
The Three Stooges are ultra classic, and they hold
with no
up to
class.
Anything. Correct, correct, and they're marvelous, class. And they're meant to be that way.
Yeah,
that's just how it is. That's what makes them like such a beautiful train wreck.
Okay,
you just get an appreciation for it somehow, you know. Watching people beat each other up, you know, that's I guess the way it is. Yeah.
Right,
but
right.
That's the older television.
But even that, I mean, I loved watching like slapstick stuff as a kid. I never liked Three Stooges.
Now, about these TV shows that are spinning off from movies now, I mean, I find myself going, why do I need to tune in to watch a TV show? I mean, it's like they're watering it down on like Flash or like Supergirl or something like that.
Well, those
that.
Aren't based off of movies though.
No, they're based off of a comic book.
Yeah, comic book still, but it's like, don't you think they're oversaturating when they throw it on TV and not keeping it in the movie theater or what?
I'm reminded of the theme song from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. We don't need any heroes, and all the children say no.
Oh, man.
This is the episode where my voice kills
everybody. Is this
everybody.
Where he's wearing any, like, leopard print high heels?
Because we don't need any heroes. All
right. Somebody wearing leopard print anything over here.
Yeah. And something, something.
Right on, right on.
See, I can't get that. I love the superheroes.
I can't get that Tina Turner video out of my head now.
All you gotta think about to get that video out of your head is California Love. Dun, dun, dun. That should have been the video of Beyond Thunderdome.
Okay.
You never seen that one, California Love with Tupac?
I gotta see it sometime.
It's a total like Thunderdome parody video. Yes. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I gotta see it.
It's like what is it?
I'm missing out a lot
music
of stuff.
Video?
Right, yeah. It's an epic music video.
It's epic.
It really is.
I've got to see this epic video.
California
I've never seen
love.
It. Or if I've seen it, it was epic and I forgot.
Yeah. It was too epic for you.
It was too epic.
Wow.
Your neurons forgot all
epic.
About it.
I was like, wow.
Your neurons went. Let's not connect these neurons.
But there's a chance.
It's too epic. We can't handle it.
But there's a chance I've never seen it. So.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us what you think. What are TV shows that you're just like, dude, how did you miss this? How did you miss it? Well, we probably miss every bad TV show. Yeah, so we were being totally open on it.
Yes.
We didn't want to miss that one because we knew we were going to miss everything else. So we just missed it all.
Yeah.
So tell us what we missed. Tell us your thoughts. Tell us if you never want me to sing again. You're just going to make me sing again.
Sing! Yeah, put in the comments. We love Toad and singing.
Put in the comment what songs you want William to sing.
Well, their ears would bleed if I started singing.
Make him bleed, dude.
Because we don't need any heroes. Thank you for watching. Please comment. Please, you know, if you're listening to whatever podcast, wherever you're catching this at, whether it's Podbean, Pod Bros, iTunes, whatever, let us know. Shoot us a comment. Check out our Facebook group, Media Litter Sandwich, where we actually talk about media, which we sort of did today.
Yeah.
Yay.
You know,
and we want you to also.
Yeah, and you know, we're okay with self-promotion, by the way.
Do that, please.
We're totally into looking at other people's stuff.
As long as you
contribute.
Yes.
We're all about contributing to a community. Speaking of doing it, in July 14th and 15th,
BolaCon. Yeah, 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's BolaCon out in Livonia. You can find out more at BolaCon.com.
We will.
On 15th, we will be at Motor City Steam Con after,
I believe we're on at 8 o'clock that night.
Right on. Yeah.
So right after BolaCon, we are going straight there. So we'll probably be setting up around 6 or 7.
Yep.
And I think we go on at 8. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed our discussion.
Be seeing you.